holding the last part of Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos Mincha Shalashudas, that is called Shabbos Olam Haba, Shabbos Laosid Lovoy. It's a lot of chalokim of Shabbos Laosid Lovoy. We said a tefillah, daven Shabbos Mincha, we have a special tefillah. Ato echod, shimcho echod, umiki amcho Yisrael go echod baoretz. Az ato echod, shimcho echod, umiki amcho Yisrael go echod baoretz. Az voyo Hashem, bayoyim ahu yeh Hashem echod, ushmo echod. Avrom Yogel, Yitzchak Yiranen, Yaakov Uvolov Yenuchu Boy, Menuchas Avo, Menuchas Emes, Menuchas Sholoim, Menuchas Shleimo. יכירו ויידו בנכו כי לאית חיים מנוחסם ויכירו גויים ויכירו שם גבוהים על חוסכו. This is Shabbos לאוסיד לובוי. This is the Shabbos, Shabbos לאוסיד לובוי. שרשודס is מסמל the Shabbos of לאוסיד לובוי. So I want a little bit first to speak סתם על דעניונים. Just now the world says why it's called Shalashudas. Why it's called Shalashudas. The third Suda. It's called the middle Suda, Sheni Sudas. Don't think only in Yiddish it's called Shalashudas. In Hebrew it's also called Suda Shlishit. Yeah. And the second Suda is not called Suda Shniya. So why it's called Shalashudas? Well, I was at a place, was a Litzonim there. So the Litzonim said that Shalashudas, you eat the leftover from all the other two meals, so you have all the three Sudas together. That's why they're going to do the Litzonim Dalton when I was dashing somewhere. But what is the real pshat that it's called Shalashudas? It's brought down in the Sforim that when a person is makbid and Shalashudas, he shows that the first two Sudas that he ate were L'shem Shammai. And the first two Sudas that he ate were L'shem Shammai. How we know that the first two Sudas that he ate are L'shem Shammai? The way we know it is that he's makbid and shalashudas. If he's not makbid and shalashudas, the first two meals he ate because he's hungry. He wants to have a good meal. So he goes here and he goes there. He wants to have a good meal. So maybe he's going to have a meal. Shalashudas is megale not only that this suda is l'shem shamayim. When you eat shalashudas, it's nizgale that all the three meals that you ate taka l'shem shamayim. Chazal say that a person eats shalashudas b'shabes noisnim lo inachlo bli metzori. Noisnim lo inachlo bli metzori. A person that eats shalashudas gets a nachlo bli metzori. What is the pshat nachlo bli metzori? Metzori means the gvulas. The end of a sade. Nachlo bli metzori means without an end, without a seif. He gets a nachlo bli metzori. Without no end. Nachlo without an end. Why? He shows that he's mechabed Shabbos me'alu me'ever. Not only what is comfortable for him, what is wichtig for him. He's mechabed Shabbos im Ganzen. He's makbid mechabed in Shabbos im Ganzen. No yisim lo nachlo bli metzori. This is the union be'etzem of the Shalashudas. In the Sforim state, Greise Zachar, the person has to know the halachas of Shalashudas. She says the Mishnah Berurah very stark that even a minute after Shkia, Mishnah Berurah is mamish b'diavad is matir. And even if you start to eat, it's not so sure if you're allowed to eat more from a kezayis or a kabeitza. Mishnah Berurah is very much. Some people say he eats shalashudas, but he alamal ate after Shkia. He doesn't chap, he never got the nachlu b'metzorim. Yeah, as he can shalashudas. Yeah, you can't just make it. You know, in business he doesn't take a chance. Yeah, he looks into. You know, he doesn't invest his money. Our shalashudas, he eats like a half an hour after this man, and he doesn't understand why he's never getting nachl bli metzori. The person has to know that makbid zayn, and the halachas of shalashudas. Ketchila to eat fish also in shalashudas. All the choshevim mention a makbid taka. So this is the chitzoni yeshubay. What is the pshat Shabbos me'ein olam haba? Shabbos me'ein olam haba. Shalashudas is Shabbos me'ein olam haba. Yemshik. Chazal say that how we know that as a neshama yisera, it says vayonach bayoyim hashvi vaynofash. Rashi says, when Shabbos leaves, people say, Vay of the Nefesh. Vay Nefesh. Vay of the Nefesh. Sabot Nezach. I would think when Shabbos comes in, you feel like a fester, Neshama Yisera pushes, kicks in. Rashi says, no. When we know Neshama Yisera, when Shabbos finishes, a person says, Vay of the Nefesh. Vay of the Nefesh. Shabbos leaves with the Neshama Yisera. This is Be'etzem, the time that the Neshama Yisera leaves, Rashi says, you feel that the Neshama Yisera leaves, and you say, Vay of the Nefesh. This is the feeling I think most people sometimes at least feel, the end of Shana Shudas. It's not that feeling because, you know, some people think it because the week is starting again, you know. Anishkin Kayach. Anishkin Kayach is even doing the Ben Azmanim, you feel that feeling in the end of Shana Shudas. That feeling that you feel in the end of Shana Shudas is Be'etzem, the Neshama Yisera leaving. Until a person says, Rashi says it, everyone says it, Vay of the Nefesh. You feel that the Neshama Yisera is leaving you. And that is the feeling, Vay of the Nefesh. It's called Raivin, the Raivin, the highest moment, the highest moment. What? Some places they say Kabbalah Sabach HaShomayim, even then, different Sudas in different places. What is the Inyan? We started to say that Shabbos has Avodah. The first Avodah was to believe in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hashem created the world. And I trust the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I really trust the Ribbono Shel Olam. He did everything. And we said from the Chafetz Chaim, if I would be the Ribbono Shel Olam, I would leave it the same because I know he's doing the best job. Everything I rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the Emunah of beginning of Shabbos. This Emunah has to lead you somewhere. Yeah, Hashem created the world. So he created the world. I believe he created the world. So I believe everything is from him. So it's a gosh. The tachlis of Shabbos is to come to Olam Haboy, liyom shekulay toiv, liyom shetzadikim yoishvim, v'ateroseim berosheim v'ne'anim miziv hashchina. The tachlis of the Bria is to become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the tachlis of the Bria. And kivyochel, when a person will leave the world, this is the place he's going. He's going to serve Hashem, to be with Hashem, to ne'anim miziv hashchina. Every Yetzias HaShabbos, a person has to come to this Hakorah of Me'ein Olam Haba. What's the pshat? The Hakorah of Me'ein Olam Haba. The Hakorah of Me'ein Olam Haba is not only to have emune and bitochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not only emune and bitochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is a tachlis. The tachlis is to be the good person. The tachlis is to do Ratzon Hashem. Adam Gadol told me once, when I was a young kid, he told me, you know, I'm a chanach everyone to be, you know, be normal, enjoy, take it. But you have to know, the tachlis is not to be nana nothing from the world, to serve Hashem, to be dovok b'shchine, nish to be nana ma'olam hazeh, and to be kol kule kodesh. This is the place we have to get. The tachlis of Shabbos, achil eshtiyeh, but to become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the Yedid Nefesh, which we sing in Shalosh Shudas. Nafshi choylas ahav asecho. Ono keino refono lo beharis. Noyam, ziv kodshecho. What is the tachlis of the Bria? What is the tachlis that we're in this world? To become close to Hashem. To serve Hashem. This is the tachlis of the Bria. This is the tachlis. A person has to take out from the Shabbos, this is when he comes to Shalosh Shudas, that his rotzayin is to the ibadik b'shchina. Now, I'll explain a little bit. A person sometimes would think, tachlis to the ibadik b'da Ribbono Shel Olam, Michael, Sheinei inyonim. I will try a little bit to put it in words, but before I put it in words, I want to explain. This is the reason Shabbos La'osid Lovi comes in the end of Shabbos. You're right. To speak about it now, it's very hard. But if you come to a Shabbos, and you have Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis, Emunah and the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shabbos Matan Torah, and everything what we said, and all of the Achilles, Yemechaven, And then you eat a special meal because Tzivoni Abayre. In that moment, you have to start to think, I want to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to be Dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when a person wants to be Dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem picks back to him. Hashem gives a kirva to him. I want to tell you an interesting story that happened to me Friday, this Friday. Yom Chamishi had a bad afternoon. I had a couple of things didn't work out the right way that I had to work out. Nicht my day, wie mir ruft das in der Goyische Sprache. Back and forth, because I came back to Yeshiva, I was about to prepare my aloha shir in my office there. Because someone locked me in on a mistake and took away the key. Took my key, because I was locked in even. And I'm making kosicho. I didn't know what to do. I was mamish. Kids, I managed to get out in there. I come to Bis Medrash, 10 o'clock, 9:30. Like, there's two bachim that I made up to speak to them. They came over. I said, it's not, I can't today. It's not a good day today. In learning, I could speak. I don't have a head now. So these two bachim told me, we don't understand. What happened? I said, I didn't have a good day today. So they told me, Fashtenish, so Leo and Novi never came to help you. Yeah. And they reminded me, Mamish Bektzorim, Mamish, I just want to come to the point here that, you know, that I spoke about a couple of times, that, you know, I said once Avad, this was their time to me. I said once Avad, you know, Rabbi Kiva married Rochel, and, you know, Rabbi Kiva was a shepherd. Rachel married him, Aldazar, he'll become a Talmid Chochem, but her father got very upset, so he kicked her out of the house. So instead of sleeping on the gold bed, now she had to go to sleep there in the straw. Because she was planning, you know, she would marry this shepherd, but you know, her father would pay for Chavrusas, and you know, he'll be in Ochoshim family, called B'Savua, we take it, you can light, and those, that's my son. And then Rabbi Kiva will become out of Ochoshim Azach. Now, Lemay says she's stuck, you know, she's married a shepherd. No, I don't want to speak to her in Shtot because she married against her father's will. So, B'Mezim, she's stuck with the Zama Oretz. Instead of a goat's bed, you know, she's sleeping now in straw. I mean, she was masking to marry a Oretz, but she didn't say she's masking to marry straw. Kids, she had second doubts. Got to change her mind. So Hashem sent Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi came and knocked at the door and said, you know, I need a little bit of straw. So Bakiba said, oh, you see, it's not so bad. Some people have it worse from us. Right? And then he went to learn Torah. So I said, so we see from here that if someone decides to learn, even if it's very hard, it's never very hard. If it's very hard, Hashem sends Eliyahu to help. Hashem sends Eliyahu. It's never very hard. It's very hard. Eliyahu Hanavi comes. But you think Eliyahu Hanavi will come like with gold wings, you know, make it very nice. It's a game, Nishtase. Eliyahu comes, he knocks on the door, I need straw. And you have to learn, oh, if he needs straw, if I say it's schwacher, our matzav is better. Und das ist chizuk. I said, the person will come to the Shemayim, oh, I had a terrible week. My roommates and das and yens, I couldn't learn. Hashem will say, when was your hard day? I say, it's Sunday. Sunday was a terrible. Hashem will say, Sunday Eliyahu was by you twice. Friday was terrible, and I didn't manage to come to yeshiva, yeah? Why was it so hard? Friday, I can't get up Friday. Eliyahu Hanavi was five times in your room trying to wake you up. Now, you don't see it. Neshama, Eliyahu is there. And if you decide to learn, Eliyahu comes to help. So I said once I had a very bad day. Not a real bad day. I don't remember even why. It's so bad, I decided I'm not going to yeshiva that day. Wife told me, you can't. I said, it's too hard. I can't. Because I'm inconsiderate about you can. You go. So I pulled myself together and I threw myself into a taxi. Tried to think what kids are. The taxi driver turns over to me and tells me, I'm jealous of you. So I thought to myself, Punk, today is jealous of me, you know, the last day to be jealous of me. I said, Ma ata mekane? Ma. So he said, you know, by me, my life is terrible. He said, oh, you don't ask. I don't know who to turn to. You such a frum person, you have who to turn to. The Ribbono Shel Olam. So I told him, I know you, Eliyahu Hanavi, give me a bracha. So he said, I'm not. I said, I'm not going out of the taxi till you give me a bracha. I was there for an hour and a half. Hour and a half cost me, I think, 150 shekel, yeah? I got a bracha in there. Now, I know you think, I'm a shugner, I think it's Eliyahu Hanavi. First, could be it was. But Afilu Asnish, Hashem doesn't have to send Eliyahu Hanavi. He could, if he has a taxi driver available, he could send him instead. I mean, there's no need to send Elio. If there's no one there to help, Hashem will send Elio. The taxi driver is available, he could send a taxi driver. It's partial. So this I said, Amolavad, Shabbos, I think we spoke it up. So these two Bachim were there. They told me, well, why have a bad day? Well, Elio didn't come to help you today? So I got that Musa to myself. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm carrying on. I'm waiting to see when Hashem will send Elio to the Chazak. I'm looking good, you know. I have a lot of different things were happening at the Yom Chamishi. So I came, I said, Aloha Shevel, back home. I woke up in the morning, so I remembered I have to say, Chumashir Kulit as well, Beseda. It's a Pidna Ben of a guy in Shir. Elisha is named. Pidna Ben, 9 o'clock, I'm the Koyan. So then I remember that I made up with someone, to learn with him. Friday he came special from America for the day. So I would live with him from 11 o'clock to 11:45. And I can't, you know, it was made up already age that we'll learn, and I have my commitment to him. So I think to myself, 1 second, I'll be 2 hours at Pidna Ben. 45 minutes, I'm learning with this guy. I don't have time to prepare Chumashir. So, you know, I'll take my notes. I have notes, you know, with all good Zachen, you know. Just look there, and, you know, from there, I know how, what to say, you know. Because I go to my place where I have my notes in Parsha, they got Chumash. Everything is there, Chutz and Toldos. So I'm looking around. And Toldos. Because I'm looking, my wife tells me it's 9 o'clock, you have to be in Zvil, you know, you're in Arnof yet. I said, if I go to the Pidna Ben, I walk in, I know I'm the Kohen, Smona Oilam, I'll have to be the straight. I have a Chavruset that I have to run in the Dafayomi because I made up, I can't cancel it. 11:45. She told me, you have to go, in Malasot, you know, people are waiting. I said, I don't know what to say. She said, no, I'll take the Shem Shmuel with me. The Pidna Ben, I will look around, you know, I'll find Matamim. I said to myself, what would it be if Lama Zohar, I would not find what to say to Shem Shmuel? You know, not every time you could say. So I said, you know, I will take Tarle Oilas. Tarle Oilas is a lot of volatile. I think to myself, you know, I'll come to Pidna Ben with a Tarle Oilas. You know, don't even laugh, man. I'll tell you the truth. Yeah, I'll think to myself, you know, I was thinking to myself, it's better to have what to say from not having what, you know, better be Zeres me the Tarle Oilas from not having what to say Bichlam. I was misleading. I said, you know, I'll take both for him. And, you know, I didn't even know where to put it because I had something. I had the card in my hand. I put the terrorist on the side. And I looked at Shem Shmuel. And I look and I don't have enough what to say. It's really 10 to 11. So everyone will see up a prayer with Tarlerius. Not so bad. I look at the safer. I'm not embarrassed. Kids, I pick up the safer. I open it, and from the sefer falls out all my papers and Pasha's told us. All the papers are told us. And it's a mess, because Tal Yoyres told us at the end of Krach Aleph. We'll not find it now, it was stated for a whole year, yeah? But the kids, so I have what to say. So I came home and I told my kids, listen, look at the Ribbon Shalom. What Hashem told me. If you need to have your papers in Yeshiva, you don't have to take them. I will bring them there. I could take your papers there. If I want, it's there. I mean, that's the new. You didn't bring your papers, you need the papers, they will come there. You'll take it out, you know. I fought myself not to take that safer. Hashem forced me to take that safer, to carry my papers, and when, you know, when I knew, Ezri Meim Hashem, Chodesh Kimbrere, it just dropped out. There was one guy near me, he's sitting here, his name is Moishi. I asked him, go bring me the Tal Yoyres, right or not? I forgot it's you. And he bring me the Tal Yoyres, and Pitom, you saw it, he's the one that saw how it's falling out. We have Moshe here. Givaldi. I forgot that was Moshe now, man. Yeah. First I told him to put it in the side of Tal Yoyres, you know, he hidden it. Then I told him, Moshe, not I'll bring it. What Hashem told me? Hashem told me, Posh Lezach, I'm running the world. So different things that you didn't manage to get in life, it's because I decided not to send it over to you. When I decide to send it over to you, they will come to you. I'm not running the world. You have to do the right thing. You finish to do the right thing, it will come over. The papers will come over. This was 10 Leo and others for me. I called all the people that made me wrong, Yom Chamishi. I called them Friday. I said, Chamish Kentainis, everything is okay. השם שלום is the רבנו שלנו, סנישתי. אז זה רבנו שלנו. A person has to come. This is the emunah be'etzem of Shabbos, of ma'aseh bereishis. Everything is the rabbeinu shelo. This is be'etzem, we shave us mimelacha. We leave it to the rabbeinu shelo. We leave it to the rabbeinu shelo. But Shabbos, lo silovi, tells us, take it one more step ahead. Now, emunah is good. Tachlis. You're learning, you're mekayim mitzvahs, you don't work in the rabbeinu shelo. The tachlis of the end of Shabbos is to feel, I want to be close to the rabbeinu shelo. I'm living with emunah. I'm sitting and learning. I want to have tachlis because I know that le'osid lovoi, this is le'osid lovoi. Yom shekuloi Shabbos imacht gomish, yon yoshvim v'neni mizim ashchina mizitzim melev mida ribayna shaloylam. This is the tachlis of Shabbos. This is the tachlis of Shabbos. Now a person will say, but I'm a very small person. No, it's hecher einyonim. That's the reason by the chassidim some people do Kabbalah Soma Chushamayim. What is the Kabbalah Soma Chushamayim? Azevi and Ne'ile, you have Kabbalah Soma Chushamayim. It's the moment that a person connects to the Ribbono Shel Olam. These are the moments when Chazal say, Vay of the Nefesh. That is the time that a person has a touch with the Neshama Yisrael. That is the time that a person has a touch with the Neshama Yisrael. So, yeah, we said, Alamo, a person has to do the Dvorim Apshutim and the Dvorim Amukim comes. First, to be makpi to have a normal Shalashudas. To be makpi to have a Shalashudas with a Dvar Teiro. To eat it k'moy shetzorich. We said, Alamo, the Yitzahore, the Mur Choshev Zachen, makes it to be tougher. Yaitz Shalashudas, Yaitz Shalashudas. Makpi to have a real Shalashudas. And then, say a Dvar Teiro, and to think, I want to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem, make me to be close to you. I want to serve you. Make me to feel shaychus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You daven for it. This is be'etzem the tachlis. Yankev. And the Zohar Omar Hashem le'Yankev in Shalashudas. It's the Zohar Bezach. Yaakov is the Abba Shlishi, is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankev. Yankev is born of Kulam Shleimim. Yankev is already when Klal Yisrael start. All the Shabbos of the Avodah is to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm saying again, it's hard without the Avodah Shel Shabbos. The Avodah of Raivin the Raivin, of the Kedusha of Shabbos in the end, is really to feel a closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A closeness. Alevai, I will stay close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I want to be masbir. There's a musig of Teis for Shabbos. The musig of Teis for Shabbos says, in Shabbos we close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't want to leave. A person that runs away from Shabbos, it's against the whole mahus of Shabbos. It's against the whole mahus of Shabbos is to run away from the Shabbos. It's against the ganze metzias of Shabbos is fakelt. The ganze metzias of Shabbos is fakelt. The ganze metzias of Shabbos is to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So again, the avodah is to take the koyach of Shabbos, to take the koyach of Shabbos, and to switch the koyach of Shabbos. Not only to say I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam when I'm sitting and learning, I want to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to have kirvas Hashem. What kirvas Hashem means? Kibbutz Hashem means not to do bad things, not to have shaychus to bad things. I said, a person is close to Hashem. There's no musik. I'm sometimes close to Hashem. I'm 24 hours close to Hashem. Now, you're right, we're not holding in 24 hours. But a couple hours a day, I will do shachis k'mei shetzorich. I will do minche k'mei shetzorich. I will do mayid k'mei shetzorich. Because be'etzem, this where be'etzem we're heading. In the end, this is what the Olam will be. Yom shekuloi Shabbos u'menucha l'chai Olam. This is the tachlis of the Bria. The Haimu is al kochoch ato nivro, al kochoch ato noitzo, v'al kochoch ato osid liten din v'cheshmu. The first emunah of Shabbos was that he created, that he does. He's the one that sends papers. The whole Shabbos. Every 5 minutes I took out the papers, I got a emunah, I put it back. All my kids and family, you know, this is the papers from the Rebbeinu Shalom for this Shabbos. It was in back of me, and the Siddur was coming out. The whole time. I want to be close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. I want to be close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Emuna. But this is not enough. Not enough. The tachlis of Shabbos is to believe that he wants something. A person could be to work at Emuna very stark. He's a mamish, a businessman. He mamish believes in Hashem, asks from the Rebbeinu Shalom. He doesn't know what Hashem wants. Teiru mitzvahs. Kedusha. The Shabbos la'osid lovei says, Sidor Ribbono shel Olam. The tachlis is dveikus ba'Hashem. And again, when Shabbos was given, and the tzura of the world was Yemei HaMaise, people were in Gashmias, Shabbos was no shaychus to Gashmias. So this was the way they lived the kirvas Hashem. In our world today, because we k'tane emana, Hashem, we were not managed like that. You know, Shalashudas in the old days, when Shalashudas came, all the food was spoiled, was no fire lit, and everything was off already, the house was freezing cold, nothing was left. In our days, you know, the air conditioning goes on, and the light is there, and the warm kogels come out. You know, so, but it's because with k'tane emuna, it would be very hard for us to keep Shabbos. But the tachlis is be'etzem, in the end of Shabbos, Ribbono shel Olam, I don't want Olam Hazeh. I just want to be dovuk in the Ribbono shel Olam. This is the tachlis of the Bria. Teiru ma'asim tovim. In our days, because we don't see it when Shabbos is happening, so b'meila we don't see the chitzonius. But this was the tafkid of Shabbos la'asid lovei. And if a person is makpid on it, and he's taken over on it, you know what I'm saying? A person has to know it takes time to train yourself. But after you do it, it's normal. Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis, Shabbos Matan Torah, Shabbos La'asid Lovei. It's divided. It's divided. It's so close. And you sit in Shalashudas, and you shoot the song is the Dveikus. You know what you're heading. You know what you're trying to get. And Be'ezus Hashem will have Siyata Dishmaya to see the Yom Shekulei Shabbos U'menucho Lechai Yailam. Shai Rosenberg.